Palestine is a dusty land. It has two seasons. A rainy season that begins in the late fall and ends in early spring. And then the arid season begins. And then the land becomes parched and dry. At the same time, the siroccos blow in from the deserts of Transjordan and Arabia, laden with dust and burning heat. And that dusty character of the land is reflected throughout all the scripture writings. And that's why that custom of washing feet was not only a courtesy, but also a practical gesture for the guests who arrived with tired and dirty feet. Now, into that kind of a country, Jesus sent his disciples. He told them that if a village accepted them, they should continue there with their preaching and teaching and healing. But he said, whenever a community would reject them, they should stop outside the village, shake the dust of that experience off their feet. Now, that was really a deep symbolic action against the village. But much more than that, it was really a healing action for the disciples. Because in it, we all have a clue to handling the experiences of our life that we ourselves would call failures. Shake off the dust. Now, how do we get dust on ourselves in our journey, our pilgrimage through life? We get some dust on us just by walking through life. It is never smooth sailing all the way for any of us. There's never a time in our lives when everything comes up roses. Just to go on living and trying from day to day is an experience that always contains some degree of failure. All of life is a constant mixture of hills and valleys and ups and downs and some success and some failures. Just try reading anyone's biography and you will find that behind every single successful person there is always a surprising amount of failure. Babe Ruth is remembered in baseball for having hit 714 home runs, and yet almost no one knows or cares that he struck out 1,330 times. And if you're keeping score, it means that Babe Ruth failed twice as often as he succeeded. Just to walk up to the plate with a bat in your hand is to experience some failure. Life is like that. And the person who is unprepared to cope with failure is unprepared for life itself. Another way that we all get dust in ourselves is by falling down. Sometimes we all just make an awful mess out of our life. We all fall flat on our faces. And sometimes it's not a trivial thing at all. It's a painful and tragic failure sometimes for us. In these days, with the economy, we lose our jobs. We go bankrupt in our business. Our home breaks up, or our children go wrong. A thousand things happen that are tragic. then failure is really a taste of what is devastating and shattering, like falling flat on our face. And sometimes if we get dust on ourselves just by sitting down in the middle of the road, we simply quit. We stop trying. And that is perhaps the most tragic failure of all. It's one thing to lose the game. It's another thing to forfeit. But some people, for some reason, find it less embarrassing never to try, rather than to try and fail. And of course, that's the philosophy of the coward. And that has no place in the life of a Christian. Now, these are some ways in which we all do get dust in ourselves. But now, what does dust do to us? What does dust do to us? For one thing, it accumulates. We're all familiar with that aspect of dust. It collects on the failure, it accumulates under the bed, and then if you walk the dusty trails of Palestine, it accumulates on you. Now that characteristic of dust is a perfect analogy of failure. It will accumulate in the little corners of your life. And if you let it, it will begin to pile higher and higher until it begins to cover and to color the way that we see everything in life. We begin to think of ourselves as born losers. We've all heard people say, "I can't do anything right any longer. Everything I touch seems to turn to dust and ashes." And of course, you know then what's happening to that person. The person has allowed themselves to let the dust of failure accumulate and contaminate life itself. Because you see, dust has a very powerful force. It's light. We think a little speck of dust has no value. It falls upon a scale or a balance. It does not even deflect to the little pointer. But then go to the Near East and you'll find whole cities covered with nothing but dust, completely buried under the accumulation of centuries of dust. It means that we people, as we go through our life journey, if we allow ourselves to collect and remember and then brood over our failures, even though like dust they might seem insignificant, the cumulative effect can eventually become crushing and destructive. And then how do we deal with accumulated failures? The first thing that we learn to do is to learn from them. There's no need to harbor and brood over failures of the past. Remorse is only intended to have a constructive purpose in our life. And remorse is intended to set up a process of correcting failures of the past. But after that is done, then any kind of further regret is really simply negative, and it no longer has the kind of wholesome, positive effect that failure can have in our lives. Once we have learned whatever there is to learn from a failure, then we leave it behind us. We shake off the dust. We don't any longer carry it with us any longer. Finish every day. Be done with it. You've done what you could. Some blunders and absurdities no doubt creep into every day, but we learn how to forget them as soon as we can. Tomorrow is always a new day we learn how to begin well and serenely, with as high a spirit as we can, without being encumbered with the old nonsense of yesterday. This is the new day the Lord has made. It is too good and too fair to allow our spirit to be weighed down with the old nonsense of yesterday. Let it be filled with new hopes. Don't waste a moment on yesterday's failures, and tomorrow will take care of itself too. Now that brings us to the very last and most important matter of all. Try again. Jesus said, go on to the next village. And in today's contemporary language, it means, translated, forget your failures and keep going. In the words of Roosevelt, Theodore, my contemporary, he said, don't listen to the critic. It's not his word that counts. Not the man who goes on pointing out how the strong man stumbled and could have done better. The real credit always belongs to that person out there in the arena, whose face is marred by dust and sweat and blood. The person who goes on striving, who makes mistakes again and again, who comes short again and again, and yet who continues to understand the need for enthusiasm, who goes on spending his energy for a worthy cause, and who at his best knows the triumph of achievement, and at the same time knows, in a moment of failure, that at least he failed doing something worthwhile. His place shall always be not with the timid souls, who knew neither victory nor defeat. Failure for us never needs to be fatal nor final. The words of Jesus are so healthy, so wholesome. Shake off the dust and go on to the next village. Let tomorrow take care of itself.
Please turn to page 208 and sing the first two verses of Be Not Afraid. You shall cross the barren desert, but you shall not die.